I am Lake. Waking up at Nordhaus Dunes was nice. Sometimes it was a bit chilly, but nice. I always had my narrated books playing in my ears, and I did not feel lonesome at all. And I would stay for obscene numbers of days. I would camp there until I got bored with nature. Until I collected all the cool rocks and used up all the fancy walking sticks I could find. Until I swam and bathed in Lake Michigan so many times that I became nature, that I became Lake. Chipmunks would miss me and cheerfully whistle as I walked by in my walkabout. Raccoons would include me in their daily activities, such as meandering and troublemaking. Mosquitoes would literally stop biting and use me as a convenient way to get around. And we all had the same idea. Drive to the freaking supermarket. I would go get ice cream, and the mosquitoes would go get the shoppers. Nobody knew me, but everyone knew I was not a tourist. I was there on business with the universe, and also to build flimsy and dangerous and very large driftwood horses, which impressed at least two tourists, at least. In Ludington, my favorite place was a little antique store that had a neatly smelling book section. I found a beautiful and well-worn 1963 pocket version of Robinson Crusoe, which I already had as a narrated book on my MP3 player, and took it as a sign that it was time to hear the full story, word for word. But I mostly kept to the wilderness, making sure that I had all the firewood I needed, and that I had plenty of time to prepare for watching the Lake Michigan sunset.